You have to be careful if you're juicing a guy who's 81 years old. And I say that's why you can only go to the well so often. You got to be careful when you're giving the guy the B12, the amphetamines, the cocaine, whatever it is. Because you can only go to that well so often. Joe Biden was jacked up on Thursday night. He was on it. Something. I mean, come on. He's like, bah, 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 bah. Please. By the next day, however, the buzz had worn off. Joe was back to, like I said, mumbling, stumbling, bumbling. The same old Joe Biden we've come to expect in recent years. An embarrassment on the stage here at home and well, internationally. He struggled badly during a national organizing call with Democrats as his performance in public continues to fail. Let me give you a sample of that. Here it is.
And what they're going to do is to ensure a national, really endanger our national security. They're going to expend, are they going to expand personal freedoms? Well, that's what we're going to do. They're going to do everything to not grow our economy. Literally, they have no platform. They're all about, they're against everything, not for anything, except the things that are the wrong things. What they're running on, I'll tell you what they're running on. They're running backwards. Mm-hmm. It's about the future, not the past. But guess what? We won't let them win the past.
Wow. So that was one example. That was over the weekend. How about a cakewalk interview that aired on MSNBC over the weekend? Jonathan Capehart, raging liberal, cakewalk. When I say cakewalk, these are softball questions. These are like, cream puff questions. And here he was asked about a ceasefire. What do you do, blah, blah. Joe Brain's, when it's actual question, when it goes from cream puff question to an actual question, his brain just seizes up and malfunctions again in front of everybody. Here it is.
Do you think Hamas actually wants a ceasefire?
Well, I think Hamas would like a total ceasefire across the board because they have a better chance to survive and maybe rebuild. But that's not what I think the vast majority of people think. You have to look. After what happened in World War II and the carpet bombing that took place, what happened was we ended up in a situation where we changed the rules of the game, what constitutes legitimate rules of war.
I have no idea what he's talking about. After World War II, we fundamentally changed the... What on earth does any of that have to do with anything that's going on in Gaza? What is he talking about? He doesn't know. It's gibberish. Gibberish. And that's being polite, honestly. He was awful during a campaign stop in Pennsylvania, too. Joe Biden showed up on the stage to talk about his plan for the future, of which there isn't one. He sounded drunk to me. I think this was Friday. But he sounded drunk to me. That's how bad this one was. Do you listen? Close your eyes and listen to this one. Bite 10. Go.
I'm going to keep fighting like hell to make it. For under my plan, nobody earning less than $400,000 a year will pay an additional penny in federal tax. Nobody's not one penny.
What? Play that one again. Can we play that one again? I want to hear that one again. Yeah, do it again. Go.
I'm going to keep fighting like hell to make it. For under my plan, nobody earning less than $400,000 a year will pay.
$400,000 a year.
Nobody's not one penny.
He got fat tongue going on. I guess that's the hangover from the magic injection from the tooth fairy that put him out before the State of the Union address. Yeah, it's hard to keep the amphetamine cocktail working. I mean, how many examples do you need from Friday and Saturday? Well, here's another one.
We cut the deficit, and we added more to the national debt than any president in his term in all of history and under Donald Trump.
We added more to the debt than any president in national history. Yeah, well, we're aware of that. At least he told a little bit of truth there. And here's another little taste. Joe apparently forgot what office he's running for. In Pennsylvania, he said he's ready to go to Congress. Joe Biden for Congress. Listen to this.
In Pennsylvania, I have a message for you. Send me to Congress that I can support this right But I promise you, we take back Congress. We will restore Roe v. Wade as the law of the land.
Send me to Congress. Yeah. Send me to Congress. We're going to spend a lot of time this week talking about Executive Order 14019, the push to get illegals to vote, for convicted felons to have the right to vote, using executive orders and federal agencies to get that. But before we get there, I do want to share one thing here. I want to go back to bite number two, if we could. It's Chuck Schumer. Because I want to go back to the top of this conversation. And because there was a time in this country when we referred to things properly. Illegal aliens are what? Illegal. Listen to this.
The American people are fundamentally pro-legal immigration and anti-illegal immigration. Illegal immigration is wrong, plain and simple. Until the American people are convinced that we will stop future flows of illegal immigration, we will make no progress on dealing with the millions of illegal immigrants who are here now and on rationalizing our system of legal immigration. It's plain and simple and unavoidable. When we use phrases like undocumented workers, we convey a message to the American people that their government is not serious about combating illegal immigration, which the American people overwhelmingly oppose. If you don't think it's illegal, you're not going to say it. I think it is illegal and wrong, and we have to change it.
Now, you should have said undocumented, but that's not a big thing, okay? What's the big thing about
that? I actually wasn't even going to ask about that. I was just going to ask more about the moment, but you do think that he should have said undocumented? That wasn't going to be my question.
Well, we usually say undocumented.
Do you see, this is the nonsense.
Okay.
I don't think it's a big deal.
It is a big deal. They are illegal aliens. They did murder the college kid and thousands more. That's the bottom line. I'll be back.